Hello, my love bugs. We're back with the part two of the Divine Feminine Air Signs for the Gemini, Libra, Aquarius reading. The first one was hella fucking long, and I wasn't trying to make it that fucking long. So this is part two. I have no fucking idea what's about to come out here, but I feel like I was saying towards the end of that one that I feel like you really need a clarity about the bullshit that was happening in your energy so that you can move forward and know it's nothing that you're doing wrong or nothing that the gods feel like, you know, you got to keep learning lessons and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was just a particular person doing shit to you still and being stubborn and being in your energy cog blocking. So, I feel like now that that's out of the energy, I feel like now, you know, moving forward, these messages could be more blessings because I feel like maybe the reason why these, I have to do a part two with this because all the other ones didn't really have a part two. Maybe the water sign masculine one did, but I don't remember. But yeah, the other ones didn't really have a part two, but I feel like for you, all of the things that they've been trying to show you in your dreams that hasn't been able to come through, they're telling you and giving you clarity and reassurance and confirmation in this reading because it's like at the point where it's like, okay, we can't show you the dreams at this point. Let's just tell you, like, you know, I think I said towards the end of it too, like maybe you're not the type of person that likes surprises because maybe you get really anxious. You might pass out like I do, or like it's a lot of energy all at once and it freaks you out. You get overwhelmed easily. Even though it's like good news, it's like a lot and they don't want you to be like sick and not able to enjoy the shit. Cause like, I don't know how to explain it, but I think I was saying towards the end of that message, like if you are the type of person that, gets overwhelmed really easily and your central nervous system shuts down and you freak out and you're like, I don't know what to do. It's like your fight or flight kicks in. I think I was saying towards the end of that message that, for some of you guys that resonated, y'all might actually smoke weed for this reason that keeps you calm. It keeps you balanced. So I was saying at the end of that one that you're going to probably have some type of, deposit or some type of money come through that's gonna allow you to be able to have time to, like, you know, get you some weed if you need it, if you've been asking them to do, you know, get your hair done or do your nails or like whatever as a feminine you have not been able to do and pamper yourself for a while, you might get a random amount of money sent to you somehow as a blessing from the gods to be able to do these things so that you can kind of prepare yourself for your next steps. But this is like something just to hold you over. This is not your big enchilada coming in quite yet. So it's like, I don't know. You're just going to have, it's like blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. And like I was saying towards the end of that reading, if you are the type of person where even though you might not be super, super like nitpicky about like, yes, I get up at 7:30 in the morning and I do this for 30 minutes and then I do this for 30, like you might not be super, super schedule-y like that, but you at least like to know a few, like a moment, like a day or two ahead of time so you can process things so you don't freak out because you know that freaking out might make you pass out or have an anxiety attack or it's too much. You know what I'm saying? So, you could have been praying this whole time that when these blessings do come in for you, that your spirit team gives you some type of heads up. Cause you're like, okay, you know, y'all telling me this and this and this and this is coming and that's a lot of stuff. Can y'all show me in dream time so that I can prepare myself? Like, you know, prepare for impact or like brace yourself so that I can enjoy these things coming in and my anxiety that I have that's bad. Or like if you have social anxiety and you know, okay, I gotta be around a lot of people. You know, I knew people that had, I have regular anxiety, but I knew people that had social anxiety where going to Walmart or Target or something like that, it will freak them the fuck out. They would try to go really, really late at night where there's not too many people there or super crack of dawn early when they first open and they're like the only customer in there with all the employees so that it's not so much. So I don't know what type of anxiety you may have whether it's social or like general anxiety or panic attacks. Like me, it's like anxiety and panic attacks combined. So whichever it is for you, if you do smoke weed, that was for you to let you know you gonna be good. We need you to smoke and chill and breathe and inhale, exhale. This gonna happen, but this is like that moment. Like, you've been asking for it to show up in your dreams, and I feel like on part one of this message, you found out why you weren't receiving those dreams. It's not because they were holding it back. It's not because it's not happening. It's not because you got years and years more to go through these hurdles and jump through this hoop and do a trick and prove to us that you believe in us as the gods for you to get it. No, it's literally that person sabotaging the dreams so you don't see what's coming for you. So it's at the point where it's like the gods can't show you dreams anymore, because this shit is like any day now it can happen. But you asked for a heads up, right? So I feel like these messages are your heads up. So it's like brace for impact. Even when you randomly get this donation or this blessing financially, that's like, you know, a couple hundred or a couple thousand or whatever. That itself might even be like, oh my God, yes. And then you know that moving forward, it's up from here. Cause it's finally, it's like breaking that, stagnation period or like that financial curse this person put over you or whatever. So these messages, that message, the first one was like the clarity and a little sneak peek to what's coming. But these ones might be like everything that's going to happen and transpire after you get to, you know, give yourself a little makeover. You get to pamper yourself. You get to smoke and you get to do things that kind of help you get back to feeling like you. Cause I feel like you haven't been able to spend on yourself in a while because you got to pay overhead. You got to pay bills. You got to make sure you got food on the table. Like, so there was no extra funds for anything else. Like, you were squeezed as tight as you can be squeezed. Right. So, yeah, this is like what's to come after you get that. I hope that makes sense. And I hope that clears up as to what was going on with your dreams. And I know you're probably like, stop fucking telling me to pay attention to my dreams, Nola. You know, like, nothing's fucking happening. And it's like, I'm sorry. You know, the gods are like, sorry. It's giving me like, Sorry for the Wait by Lil Wayne. If you guys listen to rap music, like when we were waiting on, what was it, like the Carter 3 or the Carter 4 or something like that? It was taking him a minute and he dropped the whole mixtape, Sorry for the Wait, just so that his fans could listen to something while they were waiting for him to perfect his craft on what he was doing. I don't remember if it was like the Carter 4, the Carter 5, the Carter 3. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. I was a kid, but it was one of them. And he gave us Sorry for the Wait. So this is giving me like Sorry for the Wait energy. Like, I'm sorry that you went through all this. I'm sorry that we had you waiting on all this. I'm sorry that you didn't have the clarity that you needed. This is the clarity that you needed. This is what's going on. This is to hold you over for a little bit while we bring in the big dogs with all the big things that you've been manifesting. Because a lot of you guys manifested stuff that was so big. And sometimes, like, if you're manifesting generational wealth, it's going to take a little minute for the guys to bring that to you. It's not saying that you're not going to get it. It's just like, we have to, you know, we have to pull some strings to get it done. So while you're waiting on this big album to finish out, here's a mixtape for you to listen to so you can prepare yourself, right? So yeah, that's kind of where we left off at. So let's pick up on, pay attention to now the messages that you're receiving moving forward. This has something to do with physically seeing stuff with your own two eyes. This could be you scrolling. This could be a certain show or a TV show, movie, reality show, something you're watching. You're going to see what's to come next physically with your own eyes because they can't give you these dreams anymore. It's like too late for that. So the only way that they can give you these messages is through me communicating this to you, but also through music, TV shows, scrolling, like media, screens. That's how they're going to show you better than they can tell you until it gets here, right? So moving forward, we already know you about to get whatever you about to get. Cool. After that, like, leading up to that and after that, like, let's say you get your bud and you're smoking and stuff, and then all of a sudden you just keep hearing a song talking about going to a certain vacation, or like, you know, a rapper could be like, yeah, I'm here and I'm there and da da da, and I'm on this pyramid and I'm here. And it's like, oh, cool. So y'all must be wanting me to go to Tulum, Mexico, or, oh, y'all want me to go to Egypt. All right, I'll check it out. And you just like add these different things. It's like, you might see scrolling, you might see somebody, you know, in Jamaica or something, or, you know, even that Baddies episode, they were just in Jamaica. It's like, the places they want you to go, the things they want you to do is very clear. And it's going to be shown to you directly. So write that type of stuff down. If you see, you know, certain locations, because I think I said on the first episode that they, before you buy a home, because you're going to have enough money to get a home. So it's like, before you purchase a home in whatever city, country, state that you're in, they want you to travel the world and see if there's other locations that fits your energy that you feel like you could thrive in before you purchase it. So they want you to kind of travel for a bit. So they're going to be showing you a lot of different locations. You know, you might get specific locations. Like, let's say you might get a couple locations in, like, you know, I'm in the United States, so I can only really speak on this. But let's say, you're in the United States and you see Texas keep popping up, and you're like, I've never really been to Texas. Let me see what Texas is like. And you're like, I always wanted to see what Houston's like. I always wanted to see what Dallas is like. So before you leave the country, you're like, let me go and visit Houston and Dallas. I've never been before. See what it's like. And you're like, I fucks with this, or I don't fuck with this. You know, oh, let me go see what Philly's like. You know, like, whatever it is, if you keep repetitively seeing certain locations, states, cities, countries, they want you to check those places out, because your spirit team feels like you would do really good and you would thrive in those places. Stop it. Thank you. Sorry. They feel like you would thrive in those places. So, yeah. So, moving forward, while you're doing your hair, you know, you're doing your thing, you're making yourself over, you're doing your nails, whatever you're doing. And even before then, leading up to then, they're going to be showing you hella places. So just list them all out. Even if you're like, I never thought about that place. For some reason, your spirit team feels like it'll be a good fit for you. For sure. The money that you're going to get is definitely generational wealth. And then I feel like for some of you guys, you're also going to be partnering with someone. I don't know if it's like, you might get like a business deal, or like a brand or a sponsorship endorsement, or like whatever. You know, somebody might want to invest in your company, or like, it's going to be generational wealth plus something else. Like, you already got the bag, but then you can always triple, quadruple the bag for your kids. So they don't really have to ever slave away at fucking Popeyes or McDonald's or nothing for the rest of their lives. Right. So it's like, yeah, they might also show you that too. If you see and you're scrolling or you're watching fucking reality TV or a movie or something, and you see somebody partnering with something, or somebody on social media is like excited, like, yeah, I just partnered with L'Oreal, and like, pay attention to that. And even if it's not that exact brand, it's telling you this is the type of stuff happening. So, you know, for somebody that resonated with that going viral thing, for whatever you do on your own, maybe you go viral for something different, but people really like your skin, and they're like, what you use? And you're like, oh, I use CeraVe or whatever. And then all of a sudden CeraVe sees that you're talking about them and you're viral, so they're like, let's put this person on, let's, you know, make this person a sponsor or whatever, let's sponsor this person. So now you already use their products, and now you get them for free, and you sponsor, and they're sponsoring you. And when people use your code, you get something off of it, right? So it's like, whatever that is for you, they're going to literally show that to you. The type of other ways that you're going to be able to make money, through way of screens, social media, movies, TV shows, shit like that, music too. So if you hear somebody saying rapping, singing about having a deal with a shoe brand company. I got my own this, I got my own that, I make my own clothes, whatever. Listen to the words and watch the things that they're showing you, because they're like trying to show you this is where your other bags are going to come from too. Yeah. Because you manifested to be able to take care of your family and, you know, be this matriarch and, you know, have everything start fresh. And maybe you cut everybody off in your family. And you're like, I just, you know, I came from nothing. I want to make something of myself. I never want my kids to go through what I went through. And whoop, 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 whoop. They heard you. And they've been trying to show you this shit in your dreams, but it hasn't been coming through. So this is how they going to show you. You know what I'm saying? So nobody can interrupt. You know, people might be able to do sorcery and interrupt your fucking dreams at night, but they can't interrupt what you're seeing on a daily basis from your spirit team. They can't interrupt the music that you're hearing and listening to or that randomly comes on your shuffle, right? They can't interrupt those type of things. So your spirit team is like counteracting what they're doing and figuring out a way to still provide you with the information. So now that I'm explaining it to you, this might have already been happening to you. And you're not understanding, like, wow, why am I seeing, resorts in Bora Bora? Or, like, why am I seeing, you know, people in Iceland or, like, whatever? And it's like, go check it out. You know what I'm saying? It'll be fun. Like, it's something there that they feel like you would like, right? Even if you're just, like, somebody that likes certain cultures or you have these certain cultures in your bloodline. And they're like, go tap in with your fucking ancestral land. Like, even if you never want to live in Iceland because you're like, shit, is it really cold? Like, you might find out it ain't even that goddamn cold over there. You know, like, I don't know. They just want you to, like, stump and touch different sites in the world. Like, your ancestors could be nomadic. Like, they could have traveled all the time. And then now it's like, it's something in your blood is like fiending to like travel, and they know that. And you think it's just like, oh, I'm just tired of being in this apartment, this home, this space, this area. I've been living on the same block my whole life. Like, whatever it is for you, you're thinking it's just like, I just need to change the scenery. And you might have thought, I'm just gonna move to this other end of the state or this other end of the block or whatever. But they're like, no. In our bloodline, we traveled. We were Vikings. We were this. We were that. Like, we moved around. We were Romani, you know? Like, so they want you to, like, travel and get that itch out. It's like you got an itch you can't scratch. They're going to give you the money so that you can scratch that itch and travel. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like something in there. So even if you were just to go and take this money and just buy the first house you see, in a nice neighborhood in the place you're already at, you would still feel empty because there's something that needs to be fulfilled. And what it is traveling, okay? It's traveling. It's being free. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm feeling like they want you to also know that you're safe, you're protected. You don't have to worry about, like, especially if you're solo traveling. They might have wanted to show you in your dreams that if you were like a little scared to solo travel, like, I don't have a man, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's just me and my kid, or I have multiple kids. And like, you know, they might show you vloggers and bloggers and, you know, YouTubers and stuff that, are like, they solo travel and they have three kids and it's like a single mom. Cause I'm talking to feminine. So it's like, come with me. I'm a single mom and I travel to da 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 with three kids by myself. Let me show you how that went. Or, you know, like, there's certain YouTubers and people on the internet that walk you through every step, and they're like, they'll tell you the receipts, like, yeah, you know, I went over to this country and I loved it with my kids. My kids loved it. The school system was great. They're thriving better than they were in the last place we were in. This is how much it costs for rent. And you're like, what the fuck? This is a big ass damn near condominium, or like fucking looks like a penthouse. And I'm renting a fucking shoebox in the United States for like three times as much of the rent. And this person's in another country thriving with three kids by themselves. Like, how, you know, you can ask that person questions. You can see them walk you through everything, how much it costs to eat there, how much it costs to, you know, healthcare is free and they have this and they have that. So it's like, they've been trying to show you that in your dreams, that They've been trying to show you from your own perspective that if you have kids, or even if you're a little scared and you never traveled by yourself before, that your travels are going to be safe, that it's going to be protected, that you're okay to do this by yourself. You know, for a lot of you guys, I feel like whoever this person that was in your energy in the first half of this reading, the first part, this person was a family member of yours, right? And even if this wasn't your mom or a stepmom or something like that, a grandma, whatever, it's like this person has some type of upbringing, like control in your upbringing. Like they raised you, or they raised you part-time or something like that. So their influence really affected you. So maybe you didn't, maybe this person purposely did not raise you to be independent. Like maybe they taught you how to be financially independent, but they didn't teach you about how to pay bills and late fees and, you know, credit cards and, you know, what it's like to move on your own and to, you know, order a fucking U-Haul and do that. So it's like, for you to not have anybody anymore, it's just you and your kids, or it's just you, you might have to be the type of person where you Google everything and you're like, or you have to watch it through other people and learn and take notes, because you don't have anybody to call and ask and say, hey, how the fuck do you move countries? Like, what does that even look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big enough task for you to pack up and leave the apartment that you're in and move down the street. You know, it's like, what does that look like? Like, you know, you probably never really got to do that, because it's like this person raised you to be codependent on them. Like, that you call them for every little thing. And then if you don't have them, then it's like they did that on purpose so that you would always need them. And then when you finally stood up for yourself and cut yourself off from this person, it's like they're going to fail in life because they needed me. But I feel like your spirit team is like, no, this person's smart. They got this. And they're trying to show you certain people, certain YouTubers, certain influencers that did it on their own as well. And they made a video about it, a day in the life of it, or whatever they want to call it, and walked people through step by step. And they're going to guide you to that type of content so that you can take notes and you can see, oh, okay, step one. Like, you might be like, how the fuck do I get a passport? Like, do I go to the courthouse, or like, you know, what do I do? I don't really know what to do, how it goes, what the first step is, how much it costs. So it's like, you're going to be led and guided to certain content and certain things that is going to help that. I hope that makes sense. Yeah. Because it's like this person did not teach you how to be independent in that aspect. You might be like, yeah, I know how to go out and work and get a job, you know, but the rest of your life, it was like, got to call this person for everything, everything, everything. And that's kind of what they did, like that on purpose. Yeah. For sure. A lot of you guys are going to be healing your inner child. They wanted to show you this, but you're going to see it. So you might also be running into content where you see people like, let's say you always wanted like a cute room. Like maybe your room has just been bland. Like maybe you grew up and you just had the very basic necessities, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table, but you never really had much toys, or you never really had a room of your own. Or if you did, it was just like basic, a dresser, a TV, a radio, or a boombox. If you grew up like me, we call them boomboxes, and a bed. You know what I'm saying? That's it, you know? But you never got to have like a Barbie room, or a fucking, if you're a kid like me that was into like comic books and superheroes and stuff, you never got to have like a Batman room, or like a, you know what I'm saying? Like a Wonder Woman room or nothing. It was never like painted and decked out and whatever. So I feel like as you got older, and this is kind of specific for some of you guys, as you got older, you probably had, yeah, teenage, it's like you're healing your inner child and your teenage self at the same time with doing some of these things, and they're showing you what's to come, like the bigger picture. I feel like for you guys, with you healing your inner child and your teenage self at the same time, for some of y'all, you have a kid and or kids. So you're healing your inner child through your kid. So of course you're not gonna grow up and you're a grown ass woman or man, or I'm talking to women, right? Yeah. You're not a grown ass woman and like You're like, I've always wanted a Barbie room. I'm about to paint me a fucking Barbie room and have all the Barbie caricatures in there. But it's like, if you have a daughter and she wants a Barbie room, or she wants a Princess Elsa room, or like, you know, a fucking Princess Tiana room or something, you can create that for her, right? So in a way, that heals your inner child. Even if you have a little boy, you still being able to give them a Spider-Man room or a Batman room or the Hulk or like whatever, the Avengers, that heals your inner child, because you didn't have all that decorations and stuff. You had the very basic necessities. And then the healing your inner teenage self, I feel like you might even notice that, you know, let's say the apartment you're in or the place that you're in, this is not your first time living on your own, but you only have the basics. You have something to put your TV on. You have the TV. You have somewhere to put your shoes. You have a mirror, but it's no decorations. And I feel like even when you did try to decorate your room, you might have noticed, even as a grown up, that you still have posters in places. And it's kind of giving off teenager, because you have this teenager-esque type of energy about yourself because you're healing. So I feel like now your teenage self is like, okay, you're looking around your room and it's like, this kind of seems a little kiddish. Like if a man came over, if you were starting to date somebody, seriously, it's like, I feel like a kid still. Like, damn, I still have posters on my wall. Like, where the fuck they do that at? You know what I'm saying? What is my aesthetic? Do I have an aesthetic? Do I want an aesthetic? Like, am I a minimalist? Am I a maximalist? Do I like to paint? Do I want paintings around my room? You know, like, do I, you know, am I just basic type of, you know, minimalist? Like, I like grays and whites and basic tones. Am I like, you know, like, you don't really have an aesthetic. And I feel like, your spirit team is trying to show you. Maybe even if you looked around your room, you're like, you're right. Like, damn, this is crazy. I'm not personally trying to call you out, but you're noticing, like, this whole time you've been kind of healing, that you're healing your teenage self. So moving forward, I was saying in the last one that they want you to, and this one too, that they want you to go to these different countries and stuff and see what type of place you like and where you want to live. And then once you say, yeah, this is the place, I want to move to this country, look at the houses and the market and stuff like that, go tour a couple of them and see. And then you might be able to actually find your aesthetic by doing that. So let's say you go to Cambria, Italy or something, and you're like, I like the mob type style houses, or I like the Mediterranean vibe homes. And, you know, I like to have, you know, this little area where I can have trees and like koi fish, and like, you know, you might have that type of vibe. And you're like, okay, well, if I decorate it, I might use like earthy tones and like a splash of burgundy or something. And this is my vibe. And like, I want this old money look or something. And this is how I want to dress. And it's like, it's kind of like right now, I don't care how old you are, it's kind of like, you're still a teenager. So you still dress and do things like you're still a teenager. People might even think you're younger than you are. And it's nothing wrong with that. Kudos to you, because, you know, some people fucking look too old and they're younger, and that's bad. But you might notice that you're kind of still stuck in those years. And you traveling, you might see other people's fashion and you're like, that's fucking cute, let me try to buy something like that. But it's like, you're kind of stuck in this era of like, I like this look. And then you might know, you know, nothing wrong with it, but you might be like, I like wearing ripped jeans and I like wearing crop tops and this and that. Nothing wrong with it. But as you're traveling, you might notice that I actually like the solid straight pants now. I don't like jeans anymore, or I don't like ripped anything anymore. I like the clean look. Like, you're gonna start to slowly but surely become who you are as a grown-up. You might get a grown-up car. Like, maybe you've had, you know, a little car off Craigslist, or a little something from a used cars, or like, you know, and now you're finally able to buy something off the lot and you're like, wow, you know, maybe you've only been able to get whatever you can afford and you're like, oh, I'll take this. It's shit. It's $2,500, nothing wrong with it. It got a dent on the side, but it's fine. I just needed to and from work. So you just had a car that was kind of a bucket, and it's not really your thing. You never had a brand new grown-up car that you felt sexy getting into, that you felt like, you know what I'm saying? So now you're like, I like this fucking car. You know what I'm saying? I like Beamers. This BMW, I can fuck with this shit. I fucks with the Audis. You know, like, so now you can see, this is the look. This is what I want to go with. You can say, you can, you know, proudly, when you do start dating again and stuff, you can proudly invite somebody over to your home and not feel like, I still got posters on my wall. Like, and you know, this grown ass man looking at your grown ass like, for real? We still doing this? Like, and you have a grown up look about yourself. You have a grown up aesthetic now. So it's like, slowly but surely, you're going to be healing your teenage self by traveling the world, finding who you are. Cause I feel like in the inside, you know who you are, but the grown up you hasn't translated into the world quite yet. And I don't care how old you are. It's still like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, I'm seeing teenage self for sure. And I feel like it's because you haven't got to explore. You only seen everybody in your immediate neighborhood wearing ripped jeans and crop tops. You gonna go to Italy and realize nobody wear that shit. They don't. They look like they got old money. You know, you might go to Italy and everybody around you out here is wearing like, high heels and mini skirts. And it's like out there, they wear flats and long skirts and they're a little bit more conservative, but it looks clean. And you know, it's like they wear more whites and it's like, damn, I never really looked and seen how pretty I would look in white. I look real pretty in white with a little sun hat. You know what I'm saying? A little floral something. It's like your aesthetic changes. Maybe you never wore a watch before and now you got a watch that's decked out with, you know what I'm saying? You got a Cartier watch on you. You're like, damn, I never knew that I liked these things until I was able to experience it, right? Yeah. For some of y'all, it's definitely your beauty is going to change. Even if you like, people are knowing you for having like crazy hair colors, like, you know, you might dye your hair pink and purple and green and all these other crazy colors. And then you go somewhere and it's not saying that you're trying to fit in with them, but it's like, you know, wait a minute, hold on. You know, like, let me see what I look like with my regular hair color, or like, let me see what I look like with something that's a little bit more neutral toned or like a earthy tone. Cause you're used to having stuff that's like fire engine red and bright and boom, look at me. And then you go and you get like a copper color and then that shit makes you look grown up, sophisticated, sexy. But it's like, you finally got over that stage of like, the neon colors in your head, and like, it's like now you look your age, if that makes sense. And it's not saying nothing bad about it, or you're old and now you need to look old, but it's like you're gonna start drawing in more attention, you know, drawing in, even if it's like men that's more serious about you. Because it's like before, it's like maybe you kept attracting toxic guys. And it's like, they were really drawn to your fucking hair color and was like, yeah, this fun. This person looks spicy and fun. And now you look more sophisticated. Now you're drawing the ballers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, either way it goes, you're sexy, you're beautiful, but it's like, whatever energy that you want and that you're putting out into the universe, you're going to get that back. If you're like, I'm tired of the immature dudes, why keep attracting immature dudes? It's because you're still dressing a certain way. You're still coming off a certain way. So when you realize what your niche is or what your aesthetic is, you're gonna notice I'm drawing in the men that's taking me fucking seriously. Or like I said, even in the first episode, that for some of y'all, y'all gonna be on vacation and the dudes just gonna randomly come up and start buying shit for you. Now, if you would have had crazy hair colors and piercings and stuff everywhere, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that, but it might have, like, that millionaire that would have approached you, if you're a little bit more earthy toned and look natural, like, even if you dyed your hair copper, they can't tell that. Even if it's a wig, they can't tell that. But if you would have had fire engine red hair, they would have been like, ah, that's precious. You know what I'm saying? They would have judged it. Or they would be like, eh. But for you, it looked like classic. It looks like classic beauty. Like, you should be a model or something. So it's like, whatever change that you're going to make to your appearance is going to pull in the energy that you've been wanting to pull in. So people might start paying more attention to you, being more respectful to you. Maybe people are being disrespectful because they thought you were a kid, or they thought you were ignorant to certain things. You might be very intelligent as an air sign, but they judge you based off certain things. So when you find your aesthetic and you own that shit, people are going to have nothing other but to come to correct with you, right? I don't know how to say that, but it's like a lot of y'all, the reflection that you were looking at in the mirror, it was because of your environment. It was because of your surroundings. You seen everybody else doing it, or that's all you know. So it's like, oh, okay, this is all I know. I'm just going to go with it. And it could be such a subtle change. It could be the way you cut your eyebrows. Maybe you had them thick before, now you got them thin. And, you know, you do a different color lipstick, or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, that looks classy. It's just different. It's just different. I don't really know what to say, but it's about your appearance for sure. Like, before, you were just attracting the wrong group of people. And now you're going to be attracting the ballers. Yeah, you're going to be attracting, like, ballers. Like, ballers. It's like everybody's going to love whatever new makeover you're about to do for yourself. They're going to love it. If you're like, I want to be blonde, I'm going to go blonde for a year and just see what happens, you're going to see blondes do have more fun. Maybe your skin tone looks really fucking good with that blonde. Maybe they thought you were born blonde and you are not. I don't know. But it's like, whatever it is, they're going to be like, damn, who the fuck is that? It's giving me that song, Who's That Lady? Who's that lady? Sexy lady. Yeah. I do see that, like, you have so much things coming in. It's so beautiful, but it's a lot of stuff. So I see why for some of y'all, they're like, smoke. Yeah, it's like this wheel of fortune is not gonna stop anytime soon. It's just beginning. When this all happens, you know, I said the first little lump sum is gonna be a little something something for you to get your makeover, for you to do what you need to do, get your weed, you know, get your traveling bags or get your kids and you some clothes. You know, if you're like, damn, I haven't got dressed up and cute since I became a mom. You know, you started to dress like a mom and you forgot that you're a bad bitch, right? You forgot that you got body. You forgot you got boobs and titties and curves. So it's like, let me go ahead and go and shop and put that on and see what I look like again. Because I forgot I had all this ass, because it's always in sweats. You know what I'm saying? I forgot I had all this hair because it's always wrapped up, because I got too much going on. So it's something where you can pamper yourself before this great wealth comes in, so that you can look in the mirror and be like, oh, wait, goddamn, what the fuck? I haven't had my eyebrows done in a long time. I forgot I was fucking beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been able to do my nails. I haven't been able to do my feet. You know, I haven't been able to whatever, you know, and it's like that self-love has been poured back into it, but the look is going to change and it's going to be more grown up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. With the Knight of Swords in reverse, this is like a teenage air sign in reverse. They're like, yeah, you're not a teenager anymore, you know, and I feel like the reason, like, even if you're like, I still get carded when I go to the gas station or the liquor store, or, you know, whatever, it's because of how you dress. So, like I said, nothing wrong with that. You could dress like that sometimes still, if that's your comfort, graphic tees and ripped jeans and stuff. But you look like the kids in school right now. So when you dress in a certain way, it's going to be like, you look your age, but you look good. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference in saying, like, I can relate to this, because for me, before I had a kid, a couple years before I had a kid, I was definitely in my mid-20s, like, I had my son when I got pregnant with him when I was 26. I had him at 27. So like, I think like 24, 25 years old, like, I, something happened to my car around that time, and it was in a shop, and I had to get on the bus to work. And I remember I was coming home from work, and it was like the middle of the day, around the time the kids would get out of school. And the kids were on the bus looking at me, and like, one of the little boys tried to holler at me, and I was like, dog, I'm 20, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like 25. And they're like, what the, I thought you was 15 like us. I'm like, nah, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you might get mistaken for that age because of how you dress. So then it's nothing wrong with it. But when you get carded, it's not because it's like, oh, this bitch is like an old hag. But it's like, damn, I know you somebody's fine ass mama, or you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah. It's a different type of respect then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. For sure. With the Queen of Swords in reverse to the Empress, it's like coming out of this energy of like, maybe you dressed a certain way too, or you were scared to try something new or different, even when you got into your adult age, because like you had negative self-doubt or self-talk in your head. This was this person as well that is the asshole. Like, ew, why you wearing that? Or, no, that color don't look good on you. Or like, maybe there's a certain hair color that you tried before and this person gave you hassles about it. In reality, it probably was actually really cute. But this person's a fuck ass person. So they didn't want you to look cute. They didn't want you to take attention from them. They're like really weird. So some of the things that you won't do or that you're scared to do, or you're like, no, I'm just going to keep dressing like this because it works for me, is because when you did ever try to step outside your comfort zone and do something different, huh? Yeah, go ahead, go. When you did step outside your comfort zone to do something different, this person will make fun of you or try to make you feel bad, or like, it looks weird, switch it immediately. And it's not that it actually did look weird. It's because this person's a weird ass hater. I'm gonna pause it here. Yeah, okay, so we're back. So it's giving me that you're finally tapping into your grown and sexy era. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, this is my style, this is what I like. And being treated as such, instead of treated like a little ass kid, or being overlooked or looked at like you were ignorant in any type of way. Some of this shit stems from your inner child as well, your teenage self, or, you know, just growing up around people. It could be more than just this person, but people always trying to like make you seem like, you know, a little girl you like, you know, even if they are older than you, you know, aunts, grandmas, mom, whatever the females in your family, like, it's like, even when you became of age, and if you have kids, even when you had kids, they were still trying to like little girl you like, little girl, look, I got more kids than you, so I know, or God bless you. The guys bless you. Sorry. But like, yeah, like, I got more kids than you. I've been doing this longer than you. And like, they kept trying to like put you in a kid's place, like little girl you, and, make you feel uncomfortable about big choices you were making with your appearance or anything else. And even though it really looked good, it was like just to try to like keep you stagnant. So this is going bye-bye coming up. I feel like it was trying to keep you afraid of change. And that was also a projection of themselves. Like, for you to be afraid to find your niche and what you're passionate about and what aesthetic you like. And, you know, things like that, because they probably never found that for themselves. If you think about it, this person probably never had an aesthetic. They just put on whatever and just throw on whatever. But it's like, they don't have style. They don't have class. They don't have this. They don't have that. So they didn't want you with it. So now it's like, you finally get to heal that part of yourself and be like, damn, this shit look damn good. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain women that once they find their aesthetic and they know platinum blonde is my fucking shit, that's what they do all the time. They go to their routine hairdresser person, stylist, and they get that look. And it's not saying they might not layer it every now and then, they might not do a bang every now and then, but that color, that's my fucking color. You feel me? Like, minimalism, that's my shit. You know what I'm saying? You have like, if you have like an old school style and you like jazz and you like vinyls and stuff, you got a record player in your home and you got certain ambiance going on and certain feng shui, you never had that because this person was keeping you from that, because they never had that. They just had the basics and they wanted you to stay basic. And it's like, you're not basic. Your spirit team wants you to know you're not basic at all. You're going to find your niche. You're going to find this certain lip color that works for you. And it's not saying that you can't try nothing else, but it's like, you're going to find what works for you. And it's like, damn, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, it's going to go from like, oh, she's cute, You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's pretty. She's cute to, like, drop dead gorgeous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Drop dead gorgeous. Like, damn. Like, people are going to be, the compliments are going to be different. They're like, oh, yeah, you're pretty. Or like, oh, I really like this about you. It's like, damn, that's a model. So it makes a little bit more sense from the first episode when I said you're randomly going to have somebody come up to you while you're on vacation, a wealthy person, and just cash you out. Pay for everything. You don't have to pay for nothing. You could have literally went on vacation and had money set aside from this wealth you're going to get to be like, all right, cool. I'm going to be here for a week or two. I'm going to check out the locals. I'm going to check out the houses. I'm going to see what the vibe is. But even though I got this money, I'm going to make sure I only spend this much here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go over this because I'm not trying to go crazy and cash out on the first stop on my passport, right? So it's like, you're going to see that you might not have to pay for shit. All the fucking, like if you say I'm going to go to 8 different countries before this year is up, you might notice that out of all 8, because you found your fucking niche, you ain't have to pay for shit. You're like, damn, shit. I went to motherfucking this and it, Dominican Republic and all them and paid for me, honey. I ain't paid for not a drink, not this, not that, not that, not this. And it's because why? You a grown ass woman. They see you. They respect you. They're like, shit. Even if they know you out their league, they gonna still try to pay for something. Yeah. So yeah, you were struggling to find like attract men with wealth or attract providers because you were attracting like losers, or you're attracting like little immature motherfuckers. And it was because your energy was giving off teenager. Your energy was giving off, like, even though you're a grown ass woman, you got kids, it was still giving off like, they don't know what they doing, or I don't know the word for it. I'm not trying to like offend you in any way, but it wasn't giving off grown ass woman. This is giving off the upgrade, the lifestyle upgrade, the niche or the aesthetic, the style that you're going to be tapping into, that you're going to find for yourself. Is giving off your grown and sexy era. Like, you know, maybe you're like, you know, shit, if you're like me, you grew up watching 13 going on 30. She's like, I want to be 30, flirty, and thriving. And like, maybe you're in your 30s and you're like, I'm not giving 30, flirty, and thriving. And you're still giving 17-year-old by the way of what your room looks like, the house looks like, your apartment looks like, your style looks like. And now it's like, you're finally able to have that grown and sexy car, that grown and sexy apartment, or that home, or that penthouse, that grown and sexy style, haircut, like, you know what I'm saying? You be seeing people, and it's crazy because I do be seeing this though. So pay attention to everything that you're seeing on these screens, because I do be seeing people like move from their hometown and they're like, yeah, even if it's still in the States and not outside the States, whatever. They're like, yeah, I grew up in a small town here in North Dakota and I moved to Houston. And then it's like they had hair down their back this whole time and it was like they barely did anything with it. Then they cut and had the little Amber Rose cut and then blonded it. And it was like, that should look good on them. And then they had this style and they found their style. And it's like, damn, what did Houston do to you? Let me go down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when you move, you're going to find out who the fuck you are. And like, you're going to be fucking that shit up. I'm telling you, it's going to be fire. It's going to be hella fire. Facts. You're going to attract a lot of ballers. Celebrity too. I said for some of y'all, it's going to be a celebrity, but y'all going to attract a lot of ballers. Even if some of these celebrities are single and they're on vacation, it's like, what the fuck? I just ran into such and such. What are the odds? They asked me for a picture, goddammit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, turning heads. This person, because I see rest in peace here with the judgment, and I said on the first episode, this person is going to pass away and a lot of things are going to change for you. This is happening as we speak. It's something where it's like, it's going to be some type of supernatural thing. It's like random. Like, whoa, I didn't know this person was that fucking sick. They're telling you it's because of all the magic they sent to you is finally backfiring. So I see with the magic school bus here, it's like facing this judgment, rest in peace card is saying like all the magic that they've been sending to you. They packed this shit up in this bus and they're sending it back to this person as we speak. this is like the chariot. When this person is gone, it's like your life is going to go a little bit faster. You might still look young, like in the face. You might still be like, you know how people be like, online, I see it a lot, like, why do millennials still look young and Gen Z looks older and da 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 da? Personally, for me personally, I feel like it's the hormones and the food that changed over time, and the fact that they start using makeup and dyeing their hair and doing crazy stuff to their appearance younger, because we weren't allowed to do that. If we had an ugly phase, we had to thug that ugly phase out. And then we had like this glow up phase, like I was ugly in middle school and high school, and then now I'm fine, you know? They didn't have that. They, like, you know, the younger generations, they never had an ugly phase. They just went straight to makeup and social media. So they didn't have that. So I feel like they started too early on certain products and stuff, right? But you're still going to look young, youthful, but your niche, your aesthetic is going to change. If this person was doing any beauty spells on you, if you felt like, damn, I gained a lot of weight, it's kind of stubborn, I don't know, it's not going anywhere, you know, maybe you're breaking out your face, all that kind of stuff, maybe your hair was thinning, like this person was wishing a lot of downfalls upon your appearance, that's going to go away. It's going to be like, damn, my hair grew faster. And, you know, yes, yeah, definitely beauty. Ace of Wands and Queen of Wands here, this person was attacking your looks. They were attacking your looks. Maybe you even felt like, you know, I know I'm not ugly, but I don't feel my best self right now. You know, maybe your teeth were not as white as before, or like it's little things where it's like, oh, and you could have looked in the mirror like, damn, when did this happen? Or when did this side of my hair get thinner? Like, what is happening? Or I'm putting all the oils and stuff that I can put in my hair, but it's not working. Or when did my scalp become drier? Like little fucking things that you notice was not adding up, and you've never had those issues before. Dry skin patches, things like that. It was this person manifesting this for you. So they're showing me that when this person passes away, because their judgment is they have to go bye-bye, because they will not stop doing this to you, and it's not fair to you, and it's holding you back, and you're not doing anything to this person. So when they go, all the magic goes with them. So you might wake up one morning and like you had blemishes and hyperpigmentation and blackheads and scars. You know what I'm saying? Like when you bust your fucking pimples, you had a little black marks there. All that shit might go bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? If you started to get like hairy in places you've never been hairy before, it's like that is all not your actual appearance. It's like this person was trying to make you ugly with magic. So that's going bye-bye. I don't know what that means. And even if you're like, I'm not ugly, you know what the fuck I mean. If you're like, when did I become a hairy fucking ogre? Like, when did this happen? When did I have this hump on my back? Or, you know, just random fucking shit. And you're like, this is not me. Why do I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Or why do I feel like this? I feel like my face is not proportionate anymore. I don't know what the fuck you look like. It's mirror magic. It's spells, beauty spells this person was doing to you. Facts. Everything I'm saying is facts. You're gonna look like high school in your face, like youthful. If you had clear skin and white teeth and, you know, all this kind of stuff, you're gonna have that again. Thick hair, long hair, luscious, you know, all that kind of stuff is gonna all come back for sure. Yeah, you're gonna look like nothing, like whatever you've been through this whole time, you're not going to look like that. And I'm not just saying because they're going to send you some type of money for you to kind of, you know, do a little makeover. That's like physically like, oh, get your hair done and a fucking outfit or two or whatever. But no, I'm talking about like your skin, your weight, and like things like that. Like you're like, damn, I never had cavities before. And now I'm having issues with my teeth. I don't know how the fuck it's going to happen, but you might notice that you might wake up and like your cavities and your mouth are gone, you know, like just different shit like that. Cause it was literally just magic. Yeah. I can't make this up. Very attractive. Very fucking attractive. This person that is in your energy, this masculine, there's a cycle that's being completed in their lives right now. That's coming to a close. And I feel like they are going through their own situation where, they're closing out one door to open up another one with you. So that's kind of what's going on with them. This person could be or they could have these placements, a Aries, Leo, Sag, or they're an air sign themselves. Fucking Aquarius, Libra, Gemini. Yeah, something like that. They might have like fire and air in their chart. Or they're just very handsome and very intellectual. That could mean that too. Yeah, this is all closing out and like it's opening up new doors. So like I said on this episode, these are all the blessings that they were trying to show you in your dreams. So even if you didn't see this person, who this person is, what they look like, what ethnicity, culture, what age, anything like that, coming up soon, you're going to see them. I don't know what that means for you. Some of y'all is actually a celebrity. Some of y'all, it's just somebody that was a millionaire hidden in your energy, and you might not have known by looking at their page they're a fucking millionaire, but they want you. For others, it's just like somebody that you manifest that has all the qualities that you manifested, and they've been like secretly admiring you, and then all of a sudden they're going to decide to message you or something, because it's like on their end, they're closing out a chapter as well. You guys are both healing from heartbreak, but I feel like your healing is going to look different. They're healing from heartbreak. Something might have happened where it's like, damn, that's fucked up. I didn't know a female could do me like that, or I don't know. They're going through something like involving relationship or family or trusting people and stuff. Kind of like the phase that you just got out of. And I feel like you were going through that as well, but your finances were also being attacked. So, it's like whatever you were going through, healing with like family, friends, all that kind of stuff, you completed that cycle already. And then you were also going through struggles financially. And now finally, you probably already healed and you're like, shit, fuck all them people from my past. I don't give a fuck about none of them. It's just me and my kid. It's just me and myself and I. It's just whatever. And I just need to get my funds right so I can get my life in order. I just want this. I just want that. I just want to go back to school. Like whatever it is, you just want to pour into yourself. So I feel like you guys are going to somehow meet or unite or something like that. But during that time, you might already have your own house, or you might already like have your own apartment or penthouse or somewhere where you live. And you're like, oh, I live in this country, or I live here, I live there. And you get to know this person. It's like you guys get to date, and you guys are both, it's like y'all get to be friends and get to date and, you know, get to know each other before it gets hella serious. Maybe that's even something you manifested, because you're like, you know, maybe you went through like a twin flame journey or something and you thought you were waiting on somebody. That person turned out to be your karmic. They were taking too long, whatever. The contract is null and void. And you're like, look, I'm tired of waiting on these motherfucking dudes. Give me my bag. Let me get my shit together. Let me get my kid together. Let's figure out our lives. If a man comes along, cool. You could be celibate. You're like, I'll fucking stay celibate. I don't care. Let me get my bag. Like, your spirit team heard it, so they're just letting you know and confirming and reassuring you right now. You're going to have your own bag. You're not going to have this person coming in and saving you. That contract is null and void. You're going to have your own bag. You're going to be able to travel and do whatever you want to do, purchase things that you want to purchase, put yourself in school if you want to put yourself in school, set your kids up for success, get a routine going for yourself. If you want to decorate a house from scratch, you can. You know, get painting and go to Lowe's and Home Depot and do the whole home goods and shop and do all that. And yeah, if whatever you want to do, you can do that. They're going to make sure you're good. And then, you know, even if you're talking to this person in the meantime, in between time, it's still like y'all can get to know each other and it's not forced or rushed. If you're like, even if you notice and you're like, well, yeah, I used to live in the States, but I'm actually in the process of moving to Greece, I don't know. And they're like, oh, wow. Wow, that's, you know, okay. And, you know, maybe they're not so keen on long-distance relationships, but I feel like y'all both gonna have enough money to fly out to each other, to see each other and be like, hey, let's both meet in this state. Let's both meet in this country. I'll come to your place, you come to my place. So it's gonna be, you know, a grown-up type of thing. Like, let's do this, let's do that, you know? I'm on vacation right now. Come on out to Mexico. Like, you know, whatever. But you're going to be able to, like, do what you want to do. Whatever you've been wishing for, you're going to be able to have that. And you don't have to feel rushed and pressured into being like, okay, let's immediately get married and have a child. I think I said this on one of the other messages. I said that contract for you to get married and have a child and da 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 da, that was with somebody that was from your past. And this person missed their shot. They didn't shoot their shot on time, or they chickened out, or they didn't grow and heal. They turned on you, or for some of them, so much magic was done to them, they just didn't fight back on their own. Like, you can only fight back so much for this person as well. They have to fight back the magic on their own as well. And whatever happened, they missed out on it. They missed the time, so they lost out. So now, I don't know what cycle they got going on with them, but you're in a new cycle. So if it was somebody from your past, it would have been like a reconciliation. And then you guys probably already done had sex together before. Y'all back together, and then boom, the kid. So on that timeline, it was more so like marriage immediately and a child and da 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 da. With this one, it's like you might be able to date and explore and travel with this person and get to know them for a year or two, and then you guys become a family. And it's like slow and steady wins the race. It's no rush. Yeah, for sure. For some of you guys, you might want to learn how to cook on your own, or it's something like, you know, you just want to follow your dreams. You're like, I've always wanted to go to school to be a chef. You can do that now. You know, I've always wanted to homeschool my kids and afford everything and have the room set up for them and have this and that and that and make it a real classroom. And you can do whatever it is. Like, the gods are going to give you every fucking thing that you ask for. But they're also, before that, they're going to give you a sorry for the wait mixtape. Like, here's something. Here you go. Get yourself dressed up. Pay attention to what we're showing you, because we think that you might look good with this niche. Like, have you ever tried the alt look? Have you ever tried alternative look? Maybe you're like rocker chic, or maybe you're like 90s grunge, or maybe you're like old money or like classic, or maybe you might look good as like in the 50s pinup look, or like, I don't know. Everybody's different, but there's a certain style that you're going to be drawn to that might keep popping up too. And they're like, just try it out. Just see what happens, you know? Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. But they're going to give you guys all of this. You might also have more than one inheritance coming to you. Multiple inheritances, settlements, anything that was like held back from you. Maybe you know, something fucked up happened to you and you felt like you're never going to get justice for it. You're going to get justice for it some type of way. But all of this was held back because of this person. So it's just giving me like all that shit's gone down the drain with this person. Yeah, so this is why they need you to like make sure you stock up on this. But I feel like they're gonna give you enough money for you to still take care of yourself and do your hair and stuff, but you not to be like, okay, I really need to get my hair done, I really need to get my nails done, I really need this and this and some clothes and stuff, and I can only get this much. But no, they're like, you're gonna have enough to get all that stuff and enough bud for you to stock up on, because this is a lot. They like, we need you to smoke for the person that resonated for that. Because I see that this is going to be surreal and it's going to be overwhelming, because it's everything that you fucking said. And if you can remember, if you can look at your vision board, if you can remember exactly what you manifested in your journal, with your 369 method, or like whatever type of way you manifested, every fucking detail, you're going to get that. Everything that you wished for. So that is a lot. Including the person, the type of person, the look of the person, the energy of the person. If you manifested a good father figure to come in and love your child as if they were their own, this is every fucking thing. Like, it's gonna be a lot, you know? And like I was saying, if you do have some type of anxiety, that's a lot to take in. Like, whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna see how magical you are. And it's like, I knew I was a witch. I call myself a witch, but like, whoa, I'm really a fucking witch, right? Right? or like, even if you have social anxiety, and then it's like, now you're viral, it's like, ah, shit, now people are gonna notice me. I already have trouble going to the fucking grocery store. So it's like, they need you to be calm, cool, collected. Yeah. Even if you just have nervousness about making major changes to your appearance or anything like that, it's like, they just need you to be calm. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's gonna be cool though. For sure. Yeah. If you're wanting to, you can, for some of y'all, go back and look at some of your old manifestation journals or wherever you wrote it down in your diary or your journal or whatever. And if you need to remember, cause some of this shit, you could have forgot. Like, it was so long ago, you could have forgot you manifested that. For some of y'all, you can go back and read it. You'll see it. Yeah, and you're like, okay, cool. But for others, it's like, it's just gonna happen. It's gonna show up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. For some of y'all were manifesting, like, for your business, like, I want to be able to make this business and I'll be cool with starting off making $20,000 a month. And it's like, you kept saying that, and then you kept saying that, you kept saying that, and then it's like, now you might make $80,000 a month off your business sales. And you're like, oh shit, whoa, I did fucking say that. Okay, hold on, let me prep myself now. I need a big location. I need an extra space to set up something. Like, if you want to work from home and you know you got kids and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, you might be like, okay, I need a garage, or I need something that's somewhat of a warehouse on my own property. Maybe I need property so I can still kind of be home on my land, but I can still make the shit. You know, like, it's like, maybe you ask for like a team to help you. I don't know what your manifestations was, but it's like, shit's about to come flying at you when this person's gone. Cause it's like, this person was the holdup, bruh. Yeah. It's like money, traveling, fashion, success, this, that, like a lot of fucking things. The man of your dreams. If you was like, I really want triplets one day. I don't know. Triplets. If you were like, I want a dog, I want a cat, I want a zoo, I want a horse stable, I want a farm, I want a vineyard. All that shit. You're getting it. Oh, it's crazy. It's like, yeah, they didn't, your garden wasn't spoiled, it wasn't rotten, it wasn't molded, it was just held back and not able to be released, so now it's like free, if that makes sense. Yeah, so it wasn't that you weren't watering your garden, you were watering your garden. For some of y'all, I think I remember saying on older messages, I was like, the gods hear you, and you just keep ordering the same thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how sometimes you accidentally, I can say on a wish list, like with Amazon wish list, if you guys know how to use Amazon wish list and set it up and stuff like that, let's say you put a pair of joggers, a pair of joggers in your wish list, and you're like, okay, I want these pair of medium black joggers. Those are cute. And then like you put them in there and you don't see the little thing show you that you have it in your wish list. I had to learn this myself when I was making mine. And then you keep clicking it like 10 times. You're like, what the fuck? And then you finally like go and look at the wish list. And then you see that you have 10 orders of the same joggers. And it's like, ah, shit. Let me go through and delete all these. Cause it's like 10 orders of it. I didn't mean that. This is kind of like that with you. Like if you kept manifesting a car, I want this. You might have like an 8-car garage or something, because why? You manifested 8 different cars and 8 different points in time when you're manifesting. If you manifested that you want this and this and this and this, you manifested that 10 times. So now you have that specific thing 10 times. So it's like you're ordering something, or like, you know, you might have DoorDash something and like you didn't mean to put in that you wanted 3 bags of fucking Louisiana rub chicken from Wingstop. And you just meant to click on it once. Now you got 3 orders for the next 3 days of the same chicken because you ordered it that many times on accident. So it's giving me like literally you're going to get everything you said. So some of this shit is like overabundance. Like, damn, let me see if my homegirl want to come over and eat some of this damn chicken, because I don't need this much goddamn chicken in my, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be able to give some of this shit to other people. You might be able to bless other people with it. If you have anybody in your life and you're like, man, I really have this really cool cousin, or like my dad or my mom, or, you know, you might have a couple people that you fuck with that rocked out with you when you were going through shit and helped you still, no matter if, even if they barely had it themselves, they still had your back, didn't switch up on you. Hey, like, shit, I got 10 cars. What the fuck am I going to do with 10 cars? Let me get this person a car. Let me get this person a brand new car. Let me hit this person up and be like, pick one, you know, not this one, but pick one of these motherfuckers. You can have it. Let's go here and switch over the name right now. You got insurance? Cool. So it's like you manifested multiples of certain things. So you might be able to bless other people because of this. I hope that makes sense. I'm going to pause it here real quick and then we're kind of almost done. All right, cool. So yeah, not going to hold you. For some of y'all, this death is real fucking soon. I'm not going to hold you. This is going to be real soon. This might happen within the next couple hours for some of y'all. For some of y'all, this message is getting to you right in time. And it's like, maybe pay attention to messages, movies and stuff. If you're drawn to watching a movie and randomly in the movie, somebody's at a funeral or somebody passed away suddenly, it's like, boom, that's your confirmation. If you're scrolling and you see somebody mention, somebody passed away, my condolences, or something about to happen to somebody passed away, boop, boop, boop. You know how them little random tarot readings will pop up on your For You page on TikTok or whatever. It's like, for some of y'all, it's not going to be 48 to 72 hours. For some of y'all, it's like now. I'm not going to hold you. Yeah, like you might see this person in your dream for the last time. And you might see them like, for some of y'all, it's going to be very specific. You're going to see this person for the last time in your dream. But it's like you might be in a new home, decorating a new home. And this person may be like outside the door. You know how like you have a screen door or something? And like, you know how you have those screen doors that are like actual doors and you can lock it and it's not like a little screen. You can slide it and it's a little thin ass thing. It's like an actual screen, like metal, and you can lock it, but you can have the other door open so you can get air through. It's giving me something like that, or like a window. So it's like somehow this person's going to be outside your house peeping in. And I teach you guys about dreams all the time. And when you're in a dream or a room, I mean, a dream. When you're in a house or a room in your dream, that's kind of like your dream space. That's your energy. And when you see people like walking all up in your door and it's like they keep opening up the door, but you're trying to lock it, or you keep trying to close it and people just all up in your space, that's because people are trying to tap into your dreams, get into your energy and find out stuff. So in this dream, it's like your spirit team, how you're going to know that this person is like gone, like you might not see how they actually die for some of y'all, because they know you might be sensitive to that kind of stuff. They might show you this person outside your window or outside a door in your dream. And it's not saying they're gonna come to your door and knock on your door in real life. It's just saying that this person is gone out your energy officially, and this person is actually probably passing on. So it's like that's the only way they're able to show you that this person is out your energy. And then, yeah, and then you're going to be able to start. And then, like, maybe after you see that, you might have a flash of that happen in your dream. And then the next thing after that is, like, you seeing some of the stuff I mentioned coming in. That's for some of y'all. Yeah. Because it's like all that shit is gone now. That's the only way to explain it. Yep. So for some of y'all, y'all are not going to get dreams about this. It just depends. Not everybody has lucid, vivid dreams. And then if they're already being tampered with, it might be harder for your spirit team to show you this. But for some of y'all, y'all might naturally be a medium, or you might see people when they pass on naturally like that. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, for example, one of my grandmas that passed away, she can't, like, since I'm a medium, I seen her spirit in reality. I woke up in the middle of the night, seeing her spirit across the living room from me. I didn't get scared. I knew it was her. I didn't say anything. I just looked over in that area for like 5 minutes, seeing her shape. She went away and I just went back to sleep like nothing happened. And then I woke up and somebody was like, yeah, grandma just passed, right? For my other grandma that I haven't seen in a while, it's like when she passed, I seen her in my dream, and she came and she pulled up in a big body car, and she looked real cute, real pretty, had earrings and a nice dress on, and she was talking to me for a little second, and then she pulled off out of there. And that was her passing on. So in a way, it's like showing you that this person is passing on. I don't know how else to say that other than if you have a dream like that, it's more so because you're a medium. I don't really feel like it's a dream. It's like an experience in spirit world. It's like you're a medium. So you might have had other dreams like this before, and it might be like the example I just gave you guys with mine. I hope that makes sense. Like, and that's just because you're a medium. You might not tap into your mediumship abilities and make money off of it or do anything really with it really like that, but that's what that means. Yeah. But yeah. Anyways, all the stuff that I said in this reading, for some of y'all, you're going to see it. For others, you might not, but it's cool. I feel like you're going to wake up and just be happy. You're going to feel really good. You might feel the sense of relief when you wake up, like you can breathe finally again. Some of y'all might want to get out in nature. Some of y'all might want to get out in nature. Some of you guys might have had fertility issues or, what's that shit called? Fibroids or cysts or irregular periods or, like maybe you bled less than you normally would as a female, or you bled more. Like this person was attacking a lot of things going on with your body. Maybe you've never had, what's it called? PCOS, when it like gives you like, I don't know what really how to word it, but it like, it messes with your period, and it also could give you like facial hair, like on your chin or little weird shit. Maybe you kept breaking out. You're like, damn, I haven't broken out since I was in high school. Like maybe it's something I'm doing wrong. It was this person. So all of those little things that you had issues with going away. If you had issues with like your digestive system and you were gaining a lot of weight, I think with PCOS, I think when it's really, really bad, I can't remember if this is the one or not, or maybe it was fibroids. I don't remember, but there's one of them type of things that women can have issues with, and it is like a womb thing. And for some people, it's really bad. And even though they're not pregnant, they look pregnant. And, it's like, it's not that you can't lose the weight. For some of them, they have to like get a certain type of surgery done or something in order to like make that not happen. Cause some of them look like they're 9 months pregnant, and it's like, they can't help it. And they're literally not pregnant. It's just like a cyst or something happening. So I don't know really what's going on with your body, but if it was like really hard to get, like you change your diet and you do all these different things to try to, get rid of some extra weight you put on, it's not anything you're doing. It's literally this. So if you start to notice that out of nowhere, after you see this person for the last time in your dream and you're moving forward, you're like, wow, I haven't been able to fit into this outfit in years, and now I can fit this again, or I wear a size medium. I haven't worn it in a long time, or, you know, your boobs went back to the normal size. Maybe they were like super, super bigger than you wanted them, or it's just like something. Your back was big, or you know what I'm saying? Like something was off. Maybe your scalp was dry, your skin was dry. It's like whatever that is, that's all gonna go backwards. But this person was definitely affecting your womb. They were doing stuff towards your womb, manifesting that, you have fertility issues and stuff. And even if you could have technically, like, if you weren't celibate, if you would have been having sex and you would have been with a partner and you guys would have wanted to have a baby, you would have had a baby. But it's like, it showed up in different ways where, like, they technically couldn't stop you from having a kid if you would have been with a partner and wanted a kid. It wouldn't have been like a miscarriage or nothing like that. But what it did is it gave you PCOS or, like, fibroids or something instead. And you were kind of dealing with those irregularities, and it was like, I've never had this before, you know? Or maybe you've never really had bad cramps before, and now it's like, oh my God, the shit is so bad, I can't move when this happens. Or, you know, maybe you never had migraines before, and now you have them, and it's like, I can't do shit when I have a migraine, you know? Like, so whatever it is, this person was doing it. So yeah, that's just clarity about that for some of y'all. Yeah, for sure. You're going to see a lot of different things from a new perspective here. And you're going to see how magic really is. And like, you know what I'm saying? Because it affected you for so long. You might be able to give a testimony on this, because I'm sure you look different. I'm sure you've been taking pictures and stuff, and you're like, this is what was going on with me. It's not because I switched up my diet and I ate this and I did the wrong soap. It was because this was what was happening. So in your testimony, you might be able to show people, like, this is what it looks like to be attacked by magic. This is what I was going through. This is my hospital records. They were looking at cysts on me at one point in time, and the next day I went in there and I don't have it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, some fucking miracle shit like that is going to happen, and it could be a part of your testimony because of this. Yeah. I keep seeing this fine ass wealthy man popping in your energy. This person is fine, smart, handsome, got bread. Yeah, this is, for some of y'all, these are three different contenders, but for somebody, this is one person. It's like they have all the qualities you wanted. I keep seeing this person popping up. Y'all gonna meet y'all man or at least talk to him soon. Like, I don't know what that looks like for everybody, is different. But y'all gonna definitely talk to this person sooner than you think. And with the Knight of Cups here, it's like this person gonna come in and express how they feel, like, hey man, I like you, because this was being held back too. This person was fucking with a lot of stuff, your relationships and stuff. So if you all of a sudden, for some of y'all, it's one person in particular. Like, I'm not saying you ain't got hella people that want you, but the gods, y'all, some of y'all are so protected, the gods are only gonna let this one person come in, because they're like, everybody else around you is playing games. This is the only person worthy enough to come in. For others, it's not like you have weird, creepy motherfuckers like that in your energy or nothing, but it's like you wanted options. You wanted options. You like to date. You're kind of wanting to be a little bit more free like that. So it's like they're going to bring you in some contenders and let you choose. So for some of y'all, it's going to be three different dudes coming in, and you get to say, okay, I never, because it's like you might have been like, for some of y'all, you weren't so specific in your manifestations about a man, and for others, you were. So the ones that weren't so specific, you're like, I've never dated, you know, like you listed out your qualities, but then you were also saying, you know, I've been like, this is giving me the energy of like, maybe you've been in such a long-term relationship, you don't have many partners, or you don't have much dating experience, or, you know, maybe you've been married and you're newly divorced and you're like, I just want to see what it's like to date. You know, I've only been with this one person my whole life, and now we're divorced. I want to get out there and explore. So for some of y'all, y'all have three different men coming into your energy where you can kind of date around and have fun and see who you like and like shit like that. For others, it's more for the other person that, like, you're very specific. Like, you're like, nah, I dated when I was a teenager. I dated in my younger days when I was growing, you know, early 20s and shit. I'm ready to like kind of be more subtle. And I want like one person that likes me as much as I like them, and we get to know each other. And whoop, 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 and these are all the qualities. So you were like a little bit more specific. So you got this one contender coming in with all those qualities, and it's like, oh, perfect. You know, so it's just, it depends on the female that's listening. You know your dating life better than I do. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all is like, I'm not trying to get out there. I want what I want. I know what I want. For others, you don't really know what you want, because maybe you married young, or you were dating very young, and you dated that person forever. And it's like, I only know that person. I only know this type. I never, hey, you need to chill. Sorry. Let me hurry up and finish this shit. I never knew any other, like, I've never dated outside my race. I've never done this. I've never done that. So it's giving me like, you're going to get to date outside your race. You're going to get to date this. You're going to get to date that, for, you know, the ones that have the three different flavors coming in, basically. All right. Here, come on, lay down. You bugging, bruh. Go ahead, lay down. Well, night-night. Put Batman night-night. Sorry, y'all. Anyways, yeah, there's offers coming in. There's offers. Good night, Bubba. Thank you. That was so sweet. He goes, good night, Mom. It's so cute. He don't say Mommy. He goes, Mom. Good night, Mom. Sorry. yeah, anyways, long story short, you got offers coming in. All the shit's backfiring. You're going to see shit clearly. If you do have any endings coming up that is like, what is going on with this? It still might feel like you're losing something. I don't know. Like, you got to close one door to open up another. So you might get confirmation that something didn't go through for you. It's just because that situation is not for you. Okay. Just trust in what you're seeing. Understand this shit is going to happen really fucking quick. Yeah. What else? I feel like for the people that are more like, having the multiple choices in men, this is giving me the energy of maybe the fire sign is coming in first. I don't know. So Aries, Leo, Sag coming in first, or, something like that. I don't know what that means. Or like y'all both been already checking each other out for the one that's going to have more than one person coming in. It's like y'all both are physically attracted to each other already. And then it's like y'all get to, play that out. You know what I'm saying? Like get to holler at each other or whatever. Yeah, for sure. Cause I see King and Queen of Wands and Ace of Wands. So for some of you guys that have the more than one contender coming in first, it's going to be like either they're a fire sign or you guys are both just physically attracted to each other. Or it's saying, it's like you guys are there to put spark in each other's lives again. So for some of y'all, the first person that's coming in and you have multiple contenders, that's kind of what you manifested. This is to show you that there's good men out there. It's not a bad person. You might not end up with this person. You know, you might like the third person that's coming in. I don't know, but it's giving me the energy of like, yeah, this person might want to take things slow. They might show you that, you know, men are still gentlemen, that there's chivalry here. It's just like a part of you needs to see that there's good men out there. Cause maybe you kept running into the wrong ones, or the one that you was with forever just sucked and you don't really know what to expect. It's like this person may come in. You guys might have like a little fling and it's going to be cool and it's going to be vibe. But it's like this person might not be around for a long time. And it's not saying that y'all going to end on a bad note. It's just like the gods want to show you there's still some fine ass men out there that are good people, that are good. They can be friends with you. They can pull up when you need them. This person might be really like spontaneous, fun, like, hey, let's go and knock out some shit on your bucket list. Let's go and do this. Let's go swim with dolphins. Let's go, you know, and it's like, oh yeah, like they're trying to bring some fun out of you. So it might be like that type of dating situation. And then y'all might both equally agree, like, you know, this is fun, but you know, I'm still dating. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and it might just be like a little fling where like, okay, no, you know, no hard feelings, or you know, whenever y'all decide to go separate ways, it's not gonna be no beef or no issues or no stalking or no weird shit like that. It's just gonna be like, all right, cool. Like the guys are just sending in for whoever the dating person is. You asked to date, so you're going to date. There's no sneakiness or nothing going around like that. Then the next person coming in is the air sign. So I don't know, that's the end of the reading. So for the person that is like going to have multiple dating experiences because you never had it before, the first one's going to be a fire sign, or they're just very fiery, very attractive, very cool, chivalry there, spontaneous. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's have fun. You're going to heal a certain side of you. The other one is like, an air sign, intellectual, Aquarius, Gemini, Libra. They might teach you some stuff, you know? And then like maybe that third person is like the person that grounds you. So it's like you get to experience what it's like to have this. And you're like, I need spontaneity into my life. Or I need someone that's going to teach me. That's maybe mature. Or no, I actually need somebody that's going to ground me. Or like, you know, so you get to see what you need in your life and what works for you. That's all I got for everybody. I hope that resonates. I'm excited for you guys. I always say pay attention to your dreams, but pay attention to that and like the shit that you're seeing on these fucking screens, the music you're listening to, everything, because shit that your spirit team wants you to do on their bucket list, stuff that your ancestors want you to do that they have never been able to do, you know, depending on your background. Some of our ancestors went through Holocaust. Some of our ancestors went through slavery. Some of our ancestors went through wars. So the stuff that you're about to do, it's like you're fulfilling dreams for them too. They might have always wanted to go and visit the Great Wall of China and never been able to. They might have always wanted to go and swim with dolphins and never been able to. Cause, you know, maybe they had to, you know, get everybody in the generations together. Like, whatever it is, they wasn't able to, like, enjoy themselves as much as they wanted to. So it's like they're going to live vicariously through you. And it's like the stuff that they're going to be showing you, they want you to do that they think you're going to like as well. But it's also like secretly they're like, oh, yes, they're going to go ziplining. I've always wanted to do that. So you living out your life and like living it out loud and having fun is also going to like be healing for your bloodline because they wanted to do some of this shit too, personally. Okay. That's all I got. I love you guys. I got to put this gremlin to sleep now. I hope this all helped you with your clarity. I know some of this stuff helped me with clarity, especially involving all this magic shit. So I hope that helped you guys. And yeah, thank you for your support. Peace.